I remember arriving in the being shown into the hall and at the airport, and we all looked at stupid things like the cup of tea. You've heard that story. You know, only sick people get milk and tea and such comments. Nobody liked it. Nobody could stand tea with milk. We then were taken to the farm in Mill Island. Of course, it was lovely. We were given separate places, girls and boys, and we had clean beds and beds, proper beds to sleep in. And we had food the next morning. There was a table full of food, and we could help ourselves. And some people hid it too, because we were still back to starving. I thought we were still starving. We couldn't get over that. It was run by the Jewish Committee in London, and the local community were there for certain things, but most of the people who looked after us there were actually people who came in the 39 years, you know, the Germans and Austrians, and they had already been established in England, and they could teach us English, and local choirs used to come and entertain us. I told the story about the singing the hymn, which it was Jerusalem, and the only word we understood was Jerusalem. We thought it was a good one, so we asked to sing again and again because it was our favorite song. And meanwhile, then we discovered it was a hymn. Well, it didn't matter. It's a lovely, lovely tune too.